Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Taz and Moose Picks are for fun only. This is not for gambling purposes, just some chuckles and a good time. Enjoy the Taz and Moose Picks now. Listen irresponsibly.
It's now time for the Taz and Moose College Football Picks. The three picks you need to know.
That's right. CBS Sports Radio is toll-free live. Brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes. You can save 15% or more on car insurance. Mark down the time there, Pilati. Here we go. College picks. Taz so far this year is 12-6-3, 2-1 a week ago. I am 11-7. Coming off a 2-1 week. Let's start. We got Taz's picks here. Paseglia, you're going to do the honors. Taz is out sick this morning. He's got Taz's selections. Mike, you ready?
I'm ready for it.
All right, here we go. Fire away.
So, speaking on behalf of Taz, his first college football pick, he likes Iowa +3 playing Penn State.
He likes Iowa +3. Against Penn State, that's pick one for him. Pick one for you, Bogus. Who do you like today, Saturday?
I got no deep football analysis on this one, Moose. It's just simply put, it's a lot of points. I'm going to take the 27 Florida State is getting tomorrow at Clemson.
All right, you're going to take the 27 for Florida State. All right, pick number one for me. We got to go a little Red River Rivalry. Noon start, down the Cotton Bowl in Dallas, Texas, and the Texas State Fair and everything like that. I like Texas. I did coming into the year, and they're 4-1. But I've been really impressed with Jalen Hurts has been able to do. Heisman Trophy favorite as we speak and sit here on this Friday morning. It's a number of 10.5. I'm going to take Oklahoma, and I'm going to lay the 10.5. I just think they're a flat out better team right now. I do, and I can see that. I think they're going to win this game by double digits. I think Hurts has another show. I get it's a rivalry. You never expect the unexpected. Texas is a really good football team. They are. And their one loss came to the hands of LSU. However, I love what Lincoln Riley and that offense is doing. How could you not do it? Third straight year, third different quarterback, and all they do is score points. Give me Oklahoma laying 10.5. That's pick one for me. All right, pick two for Taz, Mikey B.
All right, sticking with that game, going the opposite way, however. So Texas. +10.5. Texas +10.5.
All right, Taz has taken Texas +10.5. That's pick number two for him. Pick number two for you, Andrew.
Moose, let's go in the SEC. I'm going to trust the Florida Gators. Kyle Trask appears to be going in the right direction with his knee injury from last week. They're at LSU. They're getting 13.5. They're not going to win that game. Love the Tigers. Love Joe Burrow. They finally have a QB. They can finally score some points, but I think the Gators keep this one just close enough. So give me the Gators +13.5.
All right, Gators +13.5. Pick number two for me. We're going to go to South Bend, Indiana. The Fighting Irish of Notre Dame, ninth ranked team in the land, 4-1 on the season. The entertain USC rivalry game, who are 3-2 on the year. And obviously a lot of conversations about the future of Helton, their head coach, after this season does come to an end. I'm going to take the 11, and I'm going to take USC on the road in Notre Dame. And I know this rivalry hasn't been much of one as of late, as the Irish have kind of dominated the conversation and dominated the matchup. However, I do think that with the return of the freshman quarterback, the speed at the wide receiver position for USC, I think they can have some success. Listen, I don't think USC's winning the game outright, but can they keep this game and lose by 10? Yeah, I think they can. And you're giving me a full 11. I'm going to take the Trojans +11 Saturday night, 7:30 NBC, 7:30 Eastern time. Give me USC +11. That's pick number two for me. Pick number three for Taz, Mike.
All right, like Bogish's previous pick, Taz agrees. Florida +13.5 against LSU.
All right, Florida +13.5 against LSU. That's pick number three for Taz. All right, pick number three for you, Andrew.
Moose, I'm going to go with one of my favorite guys in the country, Dave Clawson, the head coach at Wake Forest, was the head football coach at Fordham when I was there, began the resurgence of the Rams program in the late 90s. And now he has taken Wake Forest to places they have not been in recent memory, if ever. They're laying 6.5 at Louisville. That's no problem for my Demon Deacon. So give me Wake minus 6.5 against Louisville this weekend.
All right, and I'm going to go against both you and Taz with my third and final pick.
Probably smart.
8 o'clock Eastern time. Down in the bayou, Baton Rouge, and as somebody told me that's been to a night game down at LSU, there is nothing like a night game down in LSU. And I think that place is going to be lit, as the millennials would say. Give me LSU. I'm going to lay the 13.5 against Florida. You got to love what that offense is doing for Joe Burrow at quarterback. He's got 22 touchdowns on the year. Defense for LSU is a little bit of a concern. I agree. Florida coming off the kind of white knuckler a week ago against Auburn. Now they go on the road against LSU, and I think the Tigers are going to make a statement in this one. Undefeated on the year at 5-0, remain undefeated. I think they win this game stylishly. Now, I did like Auburn last week. Didn't work out for me, but I'm going to go against Florida for a second consecutive week, and hopefully maybe the betting world is with me this week. Give me LSU laying 13.5. That's pick number 3 for me. So there you have it. Your 9 picks here on this Friday morning. 3 from Taz.
The rare 9 pack.
3 from Bogish, who's all over Wake Forest and the Demon Deacons laying the 6.5. And the 3 picks for me, when you take a look at it, amazingly enough, week 7 for college football. As we have a game in the books, what was a doozy of a Thursday night affair that went North Carolina State's way over my Syracuse squad, who can't run a 2-minute offense if their life depended on it. So, there you go.
Remember that preseason ranking?
Yes. Well, that's long gone. I celebrated. That was the last time I celebrated Syracuse football in 2019. Was that preseason ranking?
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.